Let's talk. We want to talk about some themes. Do you want to talk about some themes?
At the beginning of each training we do, from the very introductory ones to the trainer's training, we always begin by setting up some themes, which we believe that if you adopt them in your own life, so let's see.
Our first theme for this training, and this is probably appropriate for you as an individual as well as for you as a client. We talked about this during your practitioner. We talked about it during Secret of Creating Your Future. We talk about it every time we do any kind of training, and we're looking at slide number 4. Your client will come to you on one side or the other of the cause and effect equation. That's important because which side do you think the client will come to you on? The effect side, of course. The client will come to you on the effect side. Well,
it is very hard to imagine a client that comes to you and says,
never had one like this.
Look, my life is perfect. I got a perfect relationship. I'm really happy in my relationship. I cannot imagine anything better. I'm prosperous. I'm abundant. I create lots of abundance in my life. I live in the perfect house. I have the perfect job where I wake up in the morning and I say, whippee, another day I'm going to work. It's everything. My health is 100%. Can you help me?
And I never had a client like that. By the way, if you have, give me a call because I need to find out how you're doing the marketing. Yeah. In the meantime, most of the clients I see are on the effect side of the equation, which means they come into the office for whether it's for business consulting, whether it's for educational consulting, or whether it's for therapy, performance enhancement, whatever. The client will usually come in and the client will say, I'm at the effect of a cause which I have no control over, which is either inside me or outside me.
And the client will also say, and I've got no choice.
Your job as master practitioner is to assist a client in moving from the effect side of the equation to the cause side of the equation. Now, what's not obvious is on the cause side of the equation, we have results. On the effect side of the equation, we have reasons.
Reasons can be also translated into excuses.
We could also say that reasons means excuses. So, what do you have? You either have reasons why you didn't get the results you wanted, or you have the results you wanted. And, of course, your job is to take that client and move him from the effect side of the equation to the cause side of the equation. Well, how do you do that? Well, what you do is you diminish or actually take out the reasons for the client. And how would you do that? Well, reasons are essentially, if we were to just chunk way up on it, there's lots of other ways, but reasons are essentially limiting decisions. There are lots of things that add up to also to the reasons, but in big picture, we could say reasons are primarily limiting decisions. And as we go through this training, you're going to have the opportunity to discover how to relate the reasons to limiting decisions and how to make sure that you're actually getting at what is the cause of those.
In our experience, working with clients and also talking to people in trainings, we noticed that one of the most difficult attitudes or behaviors that people are not willing to adopt is the attitude of accepting responsibility.
Yeah.
So everything is theoretically fine, but then it will be at least one area whereby the client will say, but I didn't do it here. It's not my fault.
Nobody saw me do it. You can't prove anything.
And that's probably the area where the client should look most carefully, because that's an area of unconsciousness where the client runs unconscious patterns of behavior which result in negative effects in his or her life.
So the question is going to be, which side of the cause and effect equation is your client on? You need to solve that right off the bat. And as I said, 90% of the time, your client will come in at effect. Maybe even 100% of the time. The other question, though, is which side of the cause and effect equation are you on? Are you on the cause side or the effect side? Now, the statement on slide 4 we call it an equation. And I call it an equation simply because it's sort of a balance there. So you're either on one side of the balance or you're on the other side of the balance. There's no middle ground. I'm at cause sometimes, or I'm totally at effect. But here's the thing, interestingly enough, when you're at the effect, when you're on the effect side of the equation, what's not obvious is you're also at cause for that. Because that's a choice that people make.
So you choose to be at the effect.
So the first thing you need to do probably is find out from your client whether he or she is on the cause side of the equation or the effect side of the equation.
Now, unfortunately, the equation cause and effect is very digital. You're either at cause or you're not. 99% at cause is not at cause.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with that. The problem is, to the extent you're not at cause, you give up your chances of seizing all the power you could possibly have. Think about this for just a minute. If there's something I can't do and it's somebody else's fault, and whose fault would it be? It'd be the government. It'd be my parents.
The economy.
It would be my spouse. It would be the economy, yeah. It would be September 11th. I mean, certainly we can blame that. That's a good all-around catch-all blame.
Would be the situation, the school system.
Where I was brought up, where I live.
My background.
I'm too tall, too short, have too much hair, not enough hair.
Too old, too young, too thin, too fat, too white, too black, you name it.
Now, the truth is that all of these things that we use to give ourselves reasons are essentially just limiting decisions. If we were to chunk way up on it. Now, there are other reasons why people don't get the results, but in general, we're talking about limiting decisions. So the first question you have to answer is, which side are you on? If you've written down the cause, the C, and then the caret, and then the E, just draw an arrow from the E side to the C side, indicating that your desire while you're taking this training is to be on the cause side of the equation. Okay. Let's look at section 1, page 6 in your notebook.
And by the way, I know we played the game during the practitioner, and some of you played the game more than others, but I have a suggestion. We think that for these 2 weeks, while we were here together in the training room,
we want you to pretend something.
Just pretend that you are at cause of every experience you go through.
Now, I know for some of you, you might think, well, that's not possible, it's not true. But even if you're listening to this program and you're saying to yourself, well, that's just not true, play the game. Just play the game while you're going through this training.
Just pretend.
Play the game and see what happens. See what happens.